This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Off the train, who was telling me the truck was right on the track. There was just no way that the train could stop at that time. It looked like it. It came just kind of out of, I don't know if it was over a hill or whatever, but there certainly wasn't time. We were moving.
All right, I believe you just heard Senator Jeff Flake.
It didn't seem that there was any time for the train to slow down at all.
And you just heard Senator Jeff Flake talking about what happened with this horrific crash, this Amtrak crash, where the Republicans were on their way to a retreat and a garbage truck collided with an Amtrak train, and boy, not good. It could have been much worse, certainly, but it was not good, where you had the driver of the truck who was killed and a lot of, let's say, shook up senators, certainly, and Jeff Flake was on that train, and he talked about it, as you just heard there. But it's one of those situations again where we must have seen, and they're trying to investigate this train carrying members of Congress, including House Speaker Paul Ryan and South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds, hitting a dump truck. They were on their way to, as I mentioned, a legislative retreat, to be specific, in West Virginia. One person killed. 200 people were reported to be on the train. Jason Lewis was somebody who had to go to the hospital. Reportedly, he was released and joined up with everybody else. But, boy, and you had all these senators tweeting out, I'm on the train, I'm okay, there's no serious injuries. Keep the people that were injured in your thoughts. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And that's where we start. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, joins us from Talk Media News Now, of course. And Bob, I'll tell you what, you went on many of those retreats, and when we first heard this, you know, because you always don't get the whole story as it's just unfolding, I thought, oh, I can't believe it. We've had these things happen with Amtrak, trains derailing here and there and for different reasons, but that was pretty scary. I heard a lot of the people that were on the train, a lot of those political types were pretty shook up by it.
But yes, you know, for sure. I called my daughter right away, Kayla. I used to take my daughter and son Bobby on the trips, but Kayla and I were talking today because they would come to Union Station, we'd get on the train. By the way, when they take that train, normally that train is member, staff, and children only. There's no public on that train, because when you get that many members of Congress together, that it's a security potential breach. So, yeah, Kayla and I were talking about that when we went to, Newt was speaker, and we went to Hershey, Pennsylvania. Then we went to the Greenbrier later. But we were talking about that, just recalling about taking those types of trips. They're done a lot, and that's the best method of transportation. They use the Greenbrier a lot for these things.
Right. So it's just a freak accident, but scary when you first hear about it, that's
sure.
For sure. Yeah, and everybody today, and probably on the train, they were talking about it too, is it's the day after, so it's like the day after the Super Bowl when you talk about the State of the Union. Certainly people were addressing how Donald Trump did, 45 million viewers, something like that, 45.6 million tuned into it, and I guess, you know, it depends on what you read as to how well he did. What did you think?
I thought he did good. I thought he was relaxed. He wasn't aggressive in the most sense of the word. You know, I mean, he had a couple of instances, but he wasn't, you know, Trump, pure Trump. And I thought he was well handled, just as I did Bill Clinton when I, you know, first saw his. The reactions, I kind of knew what would happen, in the sense that as a former member, and look, I've got a lot of friends on the Democratic side of the aisle, but honestly, Kate, I just shook my head. I was kind of overwhelmed because, I mean, no matter what he said, they wouldn't applaud for the most part. And that's planned. And I don't see where that, if they don't like him, and if they can't stand him, well, the message, though, is something, you know, let's have lower pharmaceutical costs, okay? Applaud the message, and then you can make it clear you don't like the messenger, you know. I thought
right.
that was a bit strange. And then the response by Representative Kennedy, I watched that. And, of course, I knew immediately, just like the president sniffling, I knew when I saw the two. I had to email Ellen right away. I said, okay, he's got something on the side of his mouth, and that's going to be the story, which it was.
Right, yes. Exactly. What is
yes.
it? Yeah.
I don't know. And they Great. Called it drool, but I knew immediately just from doing this business. Remember Rubio's water?
Yes.
That's all we've, yeah, right.
Yeah. I call it a Rubio break when I have to gulp for water. So I'm always hoping there's going to be a Bob in the audience, whether it's sports, politics, or finance I'm talking about, and they're going to understand what I mean.
Most of those people have gotten criticized. Bobby Jindal, the way he leaned in, Rubio, now Kennedy. Just seems like everybody that gives that response doesn't hit it well.
Yeah, there's a lesson in that. Do you really want to step up and be the responder? I don't know. Pretty interesting. Right. So the other thing I thought that was interesting today, and it might have got lost because there were so many other things that were being talked about, is Mattis wanting to ban cell phones at the Pentagon, and I think that's partially because of leaks. What do you think?
Well, it's leaks, and also... And I'm glad you pointed this story out, because there is a fitness app. It's called Strava. I haven't heard of it. Have you?
I have heard of it, yeah.
Oh, have you? Okay. Strava. And that fitness app gave heat details of military bases. There was operational security for military security forces. They were compromised by this fitness app. And so I think probably something like that might have a tie-in. Now, the White House, Kelly, the chief of staff, Gate, has banned cell phones, laptops, personal laptops. He's banned those into the White House. So they say, yeah. You know, there's 23,000 Pentagon employees, and I think, like I said, they don't want those used for, you know, but they do have government laptops, so I don't know. I don't know. The fitness app has something to do with it or whatever.
Yeah, that's trailing that, so I'm glad you brought that up. You're right, that's part of it. I've heard that conversation, too.
Right.
How about this? The other big thing that people would be buzzing about, although we've heard this for a couple of days, but especially because of the whispers from the president last night, the president and the secret memo critical of the FBI, the president said offhand, kind of walking through the hallway and was asked by some reporters, a reporter, about whether he would... or not would want it, the memo released, and he says, yes, the FBI doesn't want it released. They say they have grave concerns. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, they say this all the time. The Kennedy papers, they said in the interest of national security, they don't want the Kennedy papers released. Well, the CIA and NSA in the days of Kennedy don't exist the same as today. So what on earth would be in those Kennedy papers that would be of breach of national security? Now, I think it's honestly... they don't want it because of national embarrassment versus national security. And I think it's the same case with this. You know, I don't think that they have to tell the whole ins and outs of the FISA court, but they can make a transparency. Look, everybody's been releasing these. You know, Senator Feinstein released something. Now Nunes is going to release it, and the Democratic side is going to release it. What kind of amazes me, Kate, is you're going to have a Democratic version and a Republican version. They were both in the same room. You know,
crazy.
Either they have information or they don't.
Exactly. So which do you believe? All right.
I don't know yet.
Bob Ney, always a delight to talk to you. We'll do it again soon.
Thank you,
and I'll see the rest of you over the fence here on ATN.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
And that's where the fourth president comes in, is that I met a guy, skinny guy, U.S. Senator from Illinois named Barack Hussein Obama in January of 2007 when he was thinking about running for president. And he made a decision to not only let me help run his presidential campaign in the state, but after he became president, he offered me the opportunity to serve as a person in his administration, first as a regional director in Atlanta at HHS, and then in Washington as the director of external affairs at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, where I helped to implement the Affordable Care Act. And so I could name another 50,000 lessons that I learned.
I know, we're mesmerized by your lessons.
Yeah.
You must be a motivational speaker.
I do.
I know you are.
All kinds of great things. But I learned from Barack Obama that the leader has an awesome responsibility. And it's very difficult for a leader at any level. So whether you're president of the United States, president of the Dallas chapter NSA, or president of your company with 5 employees, that's a difficult job at every level. And there's some things about yourself that you need to develop if you want to not just be a leader who leads, but a leader who leaves a legacy, an impactful legacy that makes everybody better because of what you did, because of your role. And what did you do? You first have to learn how to serve. As a leader, you got to serve first and lead second. It's not your responsibility to lead. You got to serve first. When you serve people, you help them to solve the challenges that they have in their lives. And, you know, in business, you people talk all the time. Managers talk about, it's my job to support my team. Well, supporting your team means serving your team. The second principle is that you have to empower them, not just serve them, but you have to give them the tools and the information so they can be the best person that they can be. The greatest leaders are the ones who give people tools. You don't just share your expertise and knowledge and say, go figure it out on your own. No, let me give you the tools so you can be a difference maker in the lives that you touch. And so service first, empowerment second, and the third is recognizing what legacy is. And legacy is being significant. All of us can be successful at something. But the question is, how do you go from success to significance? The leaders that figure out how to go to significance are the ones who realize that they have to use their gifts and talents to leave an inheritance that lasts longer than their life in that organization or their life on this planet. And so what I spend my time doing is teaching leaders how to do that.
Wow.
I'm speechless too. I have a question.
Well, before you go ahead.
Okay, so my question is, you want to give out this information? Go ahead, do it.
He is Anton Gunn. It's G-U-N-N. He's a keynote speaker. He's an author. The name of your book?
So my first book is called The Audacity of Leadership, and I'm working on my second book now. And my second book is tentatively titled Lasting Impact, How to Heal a Broken Healthcare System by Using Presidential Leadership Principles. Because I focus in healthcare. Healthcare leaders touch more people than anybody else. And so, but they're the ones that are most broken. Nurses burn out in 3 years. Doctors are leaving the profession. And so what are we doing to help those who help others? And if we teach them how to serve and power and leave a legacy, will do the most for them.
Wow. His website is Anton Gunn, AntonGunn.com. Also a leadership coach. Kate, take it away.
All right, so last question.
Sports.
No, sports is too easy.
Okay.
You can come on my sports show.
Yes, I can do that.
All these things that we can talk about. What keeps you up at night? That's my curveball question, our Forbes Books at Bedtime question that Greg and I like.
A lot keeps me up at night, particularly about healthcare. So I'm passionate about it for a lot of reasons. One is that I believe that without good health, you can't live out your God-given potential. So you got to be healthy in your mind, your body, and your spirit. And I think as a nation, healthcare is a national security issue. If we don't have a strong body of people, it makes us vulnerable as a country. So that's what keeps me up, because we're about 20 years through a 40-year transformation of our healthcare system. And so where do we go from here is what nobody really knows. And so I'm trying to help leaders figure that out. And the things that leaders in healthcare tell me really keep me up at night, that we literally have some of our greatest physicians in the prime of their careers are saying they're walking away because of all of the complexity. And so that worries me, because I'm not a doctor and I'm not going into medicine and I don't plan to go to medical school. So who's going to take care of all of us when we need them? That's what keeps me up at night.
Wow. I sleep better than you.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to now.
No, I know. Anton Gunn, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
All right, so how about that? I really, really enjoyed speaking with Anton Gunn, and you heard about his background. He came from a lot of folks in his family that served in the military, and he told us his previous story. If you missed it, it was sad that his brother was killed on the USS Cole, his younger brother, Sharon, was killed. And if you remember that date, it was the 12th of October in 2000, that Al-Qaeda terrorist attack. Awful. I remember how awful that was. And he says, and he told us, that that tragedy with the Cole bombing really pushed him into, you know, politics, electoral politics, and certainly his activism, if you will. And he's such a conscientious guy. You can see that when you're around him, when you meet him, in just that short time that I got to spend with him in Charleston, South Carolina. It's interesting too, his background in sports, and that's why he said, "Oh, you're gonna ask me about sports," because he knew of my interest in besides politics and a business, that I obviously have an interest in sports, and he played for South Carolina in his back in the day, we'll say it. Back in the day, he had a football career as a Gamecock at South Carolina. And he took that, and he worked as a community organizer, a nonprofit exec in South Carolina, in D.C., and then got even more involved in politics. At one point, he was even listed, Peter Dreyer listed him as one of the 500 young progressive activists who are changing America, So even in 2008, he was a state representative, and he represented District 79. And in his first year in that spot, he co-sponsored, ready for this? See, this is a go-getter guy. 204 pieces of legislation. Put that into perspective. He pushed for that, right? Just again. He served on the Medical, Military, Public, Municipal Affairs Committee in the House, where his subcommittee's assignment was Medical Affairs, Children Affairs, Social Services, and he played a key role in all healthcare-related legislation and was assigned to the committee. But he decided in 2010 that he was not going to try to be reelected to his House seat, and instead accepted, as he just told us there, a presidential appointment as a regional director at the Department of Health and Human Services in the Obama administration. So interesting the path that his life took and how that happened and where he ended up. And you heard him say that healthcare was his concern and what keeps him up at night, and certainly he's not alone in that. We've talked about where we are as far as healthcare in this country. I mean, how many times on the show, how many times have we gone to Washington and done that? I'm surprised that before a couple of weeks ago, our paths had never, had never crossed, especially because he was predominantly in Washington the same time that I was there, and I was in and out, I guess, let's put it that way. And in 2014, he was named a resident fellow at the Harvard Institute of Politics in the JFK School of Government at Harvard University. So what that means is he and other fellows interact with students, develop and lead, and did lead weekly study groups, and then they participate in whatever else is, I guess, intellectual, you could say, as part of what Harvard offers in its community. And, you know, people don't realize what that is. And this Institute of Politics happened at about 1966, and it was really an ode or a memorial, if you will, to President John F. Kennedy. And it was to inspire really undergrads to consider careers in politics and public service. So he was named in 2014, as we bring it back full circle again, he was named the Executive Director of Community Health Innovation and Chief Diversity Officer for the Medical University of South Carolina. And boy, he is really, I'll tell you, he's out there speaking, he's out there coaching, he's passionate about leadership, which you heard him talk about. And he may be one of all the people I've ever met, he might be one of the best go-getters I've ever seen to actually implement what he was trying to get done. So that's Forbes Books at Bedtime this time around.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Shaken up by what happened today, and I just think it's important to note that we need to keep praying for the victims. We need to keep praying for the people who were hurt, for their families.
Politically speaking, let's talk about what's shaking and rolling out of Washington that has touched all of us, at least this last day. And of course, right there, you heard the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, talking about the train accident, and initially what an incredible jolt that would be. Imagine you're cruising along on the train, as I have ridden the Amtrak train, specifically the one that they were on a couple of different times, and you're just on the train. It's, you're looking out the window, you're chitter-chattering all over the place, right? And boom, all of a sudden there's this incredible crash, smashing into the truck. That guy's killed, and people are jostled around. And there's not a bunch of seatbelts, so you're not buckled in where you're feeling comfortable that you've got the surroundings around you. You might get hit with something that flies off the top of the shelf, like the luggage. But it's startling, and that's part of the reason why, because there is nothing to secure you. So when I first heard about what happened, I thought, oh my gosh, this could be end up being really a bad scene. and it wasn't as bad as it could have been, let's put it that way. So Kate Delaney, America Tonight, that is one of the things being talked about. It's funny because they've talked about trains and seatbelts, and I just don't even know how you would do that. You see those giant seats, and then they flip, especially in that northeast corridor where they go, or that train that goes to Greenbrier, actually any of them. I've been through a couple of those different routes, that's for sure. So State of the Union, some of the fallout, Donald Trump clapped too much. Donald Trump is the president, said America 85 times. And how about this? Nancy Pelosi didn't smile. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who's the White House spokesperson, she said that she needs to smile more often, you know, the press secretary. She said that the House Minority Leader, she said this during an interview with Chris Cuomo on CNN, that after Cuomo said he had never seen Pelosi as grim-faced as she was at President Trump's State of the Union address on Tuesday night, that's when she said, I think Nancy Pelosi looks like that all the time. I think she needs to smile more often. I think the country would be better for it. She seems to kind of embody the bitterness that belongs in the Democratic Party right now. So she wasn't the only one, by the way, that was stone-faced, and people did notice that. It was tweeted out all over the place about Nancy, you know, Pelosi, where I saw somebody who wrote, Nancy Pelosi's face looks absolutely perplexed with rage. Ann Coulter said, cameraman, we need more shots of Nancy Pelosi, please. Millie Weaver said, Nancy Pelosi with a sourpuss face while Trump talks about unity. And, you know, there were just all kinds of comments about Pelosi and the faces that she was making. The president clapping, the New York Press, the Daily News called him the clapper. And then it comes down to, you know, how did he do? We talked to Bob Ney, who was in politics forever and a day, who said, you know, the president's speech was good, is what he said. And for the most part, the polls are going to go the way of whichever the particular media you look at kind of slants. But this State of the Union certainly bounced the markets because the markets reacted to it, and the markets were up, 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 which is one of the things that was talked about, that the stock market had been so healthy in the first year. And it's true, since the new president, you know, was sworn in, and I've certainly seen it as I keep a close eye on what's happening on the markets, you know, in the markets rather. And sure enough, the Dow Jones was up 72 plus points, the NASDAQ 9 points, the S&P was up, you know, a point and some change, but they were all up. They shot up and bounced pretty nicely. And of course, that is partly to draft off of what happened with the president in the State of the Union, because that's what always happens. It's either going to bounce or it's going to blow up, frankly. The markets are like being at the craps table, and they react to bad rolls. And bad rolls are what I would call bad news. When it's really brutal news, you see people get nervous, and that's when the market goes in a much different direction. All right, speaking of the markets, I'm going to bring this up because cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, is the conversation about it is hot, hot, hot. In fact, somebody in the radio business asked me today who I knew that was good at cryptocurrency, and we have had some people on to talk about cryptocurrency, and I just think it's interesting to have that discussion, and we can have other people. We had Steve Forbes on the other night, of course, the man behind now the Forbes magazine empire and all that embodies, and he talked about cryptocurrency has nothing behind it. So how about this? Facebook said no to cryptocurrency ads. They said it was misleading and deceptive. So they banned ads about cryptocurrencies, charging, you know, saying that advertisers seek to dupe the consumer. That is big. So no Bitcoin, initial coin offerings, binary options, none of that. A lot of financial services are, this is what they said, Facebook's product management director said in an explanation of the policy, in fact, you could find it, it's on Facebook's site, said that this policy is part of an ongoing effort to improve the integrity and security of our ads and to make it harder for scammers to profit from the presence on Facebook. And he said advertisers of such financial services are frequently associated with misleading or deceptive promotional practices and might not be operating in good faith. How about that? Proponents of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, which exist, of course, outside of our traditional financial system, the mint, etc., and promise investors this identifiable or uniquely identifiable, I suppose, form of payment, plus a chance to bet on a gold rush, basically, have tried to defend their reputation as tools for money laundering, drug deals, other criminal pursuits. But there has been a surge of interest. But when you have a surge of interest, of course, you're going to have a surge of scams. That's normal. In fact, this week, the Securities and Exchange Commission stopped an initial coin offering from the Dallas-based, where, of course, our satellite facility is and where I am, Arise Bank, after learning some of its executives had felony criminal records, despite claims to having raised $600 million or $1 billion. $600 million of a $1 billion investment goal. How about that? And the SEC also warned consumers about celebrity-touted ICOs because the funds could be illegal if the celebrities hadn't disclosed their compensation for what the promotional boost was. So I think that's interesting. There's a couple of other things, of course, other things that you can't sell on Facebook. I'll throw them in since we dished on Bitcoin, or what they say about Bitcoin, the sale of guns and any kind of weapons, of course, nudity, sale of tobacco products, illegal prescription, drugs, paraphernalia, surveillance equipment, all that kind of stuff. Pretty interesting to see that come out with about the Bitcoin. And after getting burned by the whole Russian hackers, you can bet they're being very careful about where and what direction they're going in, because they want to hold that much, much higher. They don't want to take that chance that something could, another scathing thing could happen, poof, like that, and affect them. Hey, how about this? If you're tooling around in a Toyota, boy, we need to have Donovan Cashin back on with us to talk about cars some more. The Toyota, I just saw this today, Toyota recalled 645,000 cars for bad airbags. And I just had a conversation with somebody, what's in it, what does an airbag do for you? And some say, you know what an airbag does for you? It saves your life is what it does. But what if the airbag is faulty? Then it could be even worse what could happen because of where that bag hits you, or is it half inflated, you know, whatever. So the reason they're doing that is to fix this electrical problem that could stop them from inflating. So then maybe you think it's going to inflate, it doesn't. And there, it covers like the Toyota Prius, a Lexus XR, NX SUVs, also a bunch of others like the Corolla, the Highlander, some of them anyway, whole bunch of different models, and they were produced from May of 2015 to March of 2016. So they're saying that open electrical circuit could occur over time, and that would stop them from inflating. It would set off an airbag warning light and could stop the side and front bags from deploying. So they have to just search them, try them, whatever. And they're notifying people by letter is starting in late March. Hey, guess what? Your airbag is not going to inflate. So you need to come bring that puppy back in because we've determined that you fall into that category. But I know somebody where the airbags deployed. They were making a simple turn. Someone smashed into them. And she broke her wrist because of the way the airbags hit. And, of course, I'm sure there's a lot of stories about airbags successfully protecting people as well. Hey, we're diving into the mailbag next. Dive with us here on ATN.
your voice and vote for Mr.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let's dig in.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages,
and yeah,
paper.
I like getting that mail.
Have some fun.
I'm telling you, it's waist deep. If you can visualize that, I know that this is email, so luckily I can go to the miracle of the internet, thanks to Al Gore, and look up your emails. But if it was physical pieces of mail, I would be buried in mail. So thank you, thank you. As always, I say that this audience, more than calling, which is why I don't always throw out the hooks, the numbers. But I will say to you, you can always call any time. We're jawing about a couple of things affecting the nation that you're talking about, I'm talking about, that the woman who was at the grocery store tonight in line with me was talking about what happened with that train accident. She asked me, we just started having this conversation, was anybody of, you know, that I would know hurt? And I said, I think their nerves were certainly rattled. There's no question about that. And of course, Jason Lewis was somebody who found himself, you know, in a situation where he had to go and get checked out and was released from the hospital, but he was injured. He was taken, the congressman was taken to the hospital to be checked out because of the way his you know, his head was kind of whiplashed back, I guess, and they say it was a concussion. So I don't know, if I'm on a train and I have to be taken to the hospital and I have a concussion, certainly that's not good. There were others who went along too as well, including Paul Ryan, who tweeted that everybody was okay and they were taken to the UVA Medical Center. But I'll tell you, you look at the wreckage afterwards, the front of that Amtrak train, and forget the garbage truck. Of course, the guy was killed. It was, you know, brutal. And it's a two-day retreat at the Greenbrier Resort in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia, and that's going to go on. And they're going to have a moment of prayer for the victims of the crash, but pretty scary. So there you go. All right, let's move on to this. This one is from Ralph, who says, Kate, what's up with FEMA not telling the people in Puerto Rico that they weren't getting any more food? Did you happen to see that? I did. Of course I saw that. That the people are saying that they didn't know it was ending. It's been 4 months since Hurricane Maria smashed into Puerto Rico, and they said they're halting the new shipments of food and water. The islanders are saying they were blindsided by the decision, and they're still in talks with FEMA on a timetable for assuming control of food and water. FEMA said that, you know, this is the longest sustained distribution of food, fuel, and water in their history. It included $1.6 billion worth of food and more than $361 million worth of water. So it'll stop and has stopped because of what they're saying. This supply chain for food and water, it has to be reestablished. Private suppliers are able to help with that. And that they're saying that, you know, they've got 2 million meals ready to eat, 2 million snack packs on the ground if it's needed. And that, the FEMA spokesperson said that they'll continue to support any documented needs and will provide supplies to volunteer agencies and other private nonprofit organizations. And that's, it. But the government is saying that they weren't informed that supplies would stop arriving, nor did the government of Puerto Rico authorize the action, and that in most areas they've improved, and many economic indicators were showing that, you know, a recovery is underway. But you heard the number that I said, and that's what's happening there. All right, let's go to this one from Trey, who Kate, really love you in the Sunshine State. You already know that. People always tell you that, and I know you have family here, woohoo, which makes us feel like we're connected to you, some of us anyway. We have the Kate Delaney Coffee Hour, wow, once a week where we gather and talk about what you're talking about on the show. You need to send me a picture of that, and I will post that all over the place. I love it. The Kate Delaney Coffee Hour. I need to check in with you to make sure I know what I was saying. So, the thing that you're talking about at the coffee hour was this Larry Nazar, who was this bottom feeder, awful, disgusting, despicable man who got away with decades of horrificness to these young girls, gymnastics girls, connected to Michigan State University and connected to the U.S. Olympic team, and many of them got their day in court to testify. But you can see how much this has affected superstar names that you know, others that you didn't know, and now this legendary, you know, this legendary doctor is back in court to face 65 more victims in Michigan. So I love this. They're making him face the people, including there's a 17-year-old who's speaking at the latest sentencing. So he's already pled guilty to 3 counts of criminal sexual conduct in one county and whatnot. And see, that's what it is. It's pulling it all together. The, you know, this testimony comes after 150 other women gave their gut-wrenching accounts of his abuse. So he's also pled guilty to child pornography charges in federal court and was sentenced in December to 60 years in prison. So the hits keep on coming for Nazar, and I think it's brilliant. and it's everything he deserves and more. The fact that they get to go in court and they get to testify is incredibly, I think it's incredibly important. Incredibly important. And here's the sad part of this, and this is what I wondered all along, and this is just flat out wrong. This is the thing. So he admits to abusing women under the guise of providing medical treatment, but several of them said they reported the abuse to coaches, trainers, and adults at USA Gymnastics and Michigan State. They say their concerns were just ignored or not investigated the right way, and his abuse continued. And that's sickening, because that means all the people after it was reported, it could have been stopped. They could have been saved from the horrific acts, but they weren't, because somebody, however many people, didn't thoroughly investigate or didn't feel like they needed to push that forward. And that, to me, is frightening. All right, here's one from Bill, who says, "Hello, Kate Delaney. It's an interesting thing that we have coming up at the tail end of the week, and I know you're an Eagles fan. So my question is kind of twofold. Are you going to be doing Nail the Score, and do you think Philadelphia will beat the Patriots?" I'm from the Philadelphia area, so you know I'm going to root for the Philadelphia Eagles. Do I think they'll beat them? I think they could have a chance. If you look at all the last Super Bowls, you'll see that the Patriots, the ones they've won anyway, they've all been close, incredibly close, 3 points or maybe a little more, that big comeback, but it wasn't a complete run over for the Patriots. So that's why I have hope that it's close and that Philly closes it out. There's so many things that can happen. I mean, it's just crazy. Complete comeback games that the Patriots keep pulling off, and you see it, and you just wonder about Tom Brady and how long can this guy go. And seemingly, I said this the other day, maybe into his, you know, maybe deep into his mid-40s, which is wild to think about when you think of what happens with a quarterback. So that's my way of saying I think it's going to be a great game. I am picking, if you're asking me, I am picking Philadelphia, but it's not going to be easy for them to win. I don't think it's going to be easy for either side to win, and I hope so, because no matter what, I don't want to see a boring game. All right, how about this one? This is from Chester. Kate, will Punxsutawney Phil see the shadow or not? Will we get an early spring or six more miserable, horrible, horrific weeks of cold and snow? Well, you understand the legend when the groundhog emerges on February 2nd. We all know that, right? So if it's cloudy when the groundhog comes out, he won't see his shadow and he'll leave his burrow, meaning the winter would soon end and an early start to spring is coming. Will he see his shadow? I don't know. To me, I would rather see, an early spring. And so many of you are listening to me in areas that are much more cold than where I'm living, and you have to deal with snow, and here's the worst of all of them. I like a good snowstorm. I don't like an ice storm. Yo, yo, thanks so much for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.